Okay, good morning everyone. We're continuing Sha'arim B'Tfilah, Rav Pinkus' inspiration in davening. And the last time we met, we're on page Kuf Samach Gimel, we're in the Pirkei Siyum, the completion of the Sefer. And Rav Pinkus was emphasizing to us that the core of meaningful davening is a feeling of humility. That Tfilah at its core is an exercise in humility and being humble. The more arrogant, the harder it is to relate to and to connect with Hashem. And the more humble, the more a sense of dependence, the more a sense of relying on the goodness, the kindness, the graciousness of the Almighty, the more one can sincerely and authentically turn to Him for help. And the way to feel humble, said Rav Pinkus, is to think of ourselves as a mirror. A mirror does not absorb the image that's opposite. A mirror simply reflects what's opposite. And that in our own lives, we are a mirror reflecting the qualities, the kindness, the goodness of the Ribono Shel Olam, of the Almighty. That none of the inherent talents or skills are ours, where they're on loan, they're never owned. We're simply reflecting those qualities of Hashem. We're at Tzelem Elokim. We are the image of God, a mirror reflecting God. The moment God would withdraw His image, His countenance, walk away from the mirror that we are, we're no longer reflecting. The image is something which is gone. V'nimtza me'ata, we're in the second to last paragraph, page Kuf Samach Gimel. Nimtza me'ata, she'etzem mitziyuso shel kol davar v'davar nimdad ad kama mechuvanu v'omeid mul ha'kedusha. The way to evaluate the metric and measure of whether something is sacred and holy, the quality, the meaning of our lives, is to what degree we are reflecting the greatness of the Almighty. If we give God expression in this world, we bring His qualities, His values, His vision, His blueprint for the world into reality, then we are meeting our purpose in existence. And the degree to which our mirror, we are positioned at an angle, we're off, we're not aligned with Hashem, we are reflecting other values, we're reflecting foreign ideals, we are actually violating the vision and the blueprint of Hashem for this world. That's why the greatest compliment to Moshe is peh el peh. Moshe's mirror was perfectly aligned. His life was dedicated to perfectly reflect Hashem values and vision in this world. The experience of Har Sinai, the Jewish people were aligned. We collectively were mirroring the image of what Hashem wanted us to look like, what the world was to evolve to be. Again, the greater aligned we are, the more we are projecting, the more brightly, the more impactfully, the more potently we are projecting Hashem's vision, we are helping repair and transform the world to fulfill the mission for which He created it. V'omnam, amida zu panam apanam mula kadosh baruch hu, heimamash inyina tfila ashira v'ashevach lo yisparach. So what is the alignment? You know how you're supposed to get your, I don't know how many people do, you're supposed to get your tires aligned and rotated and, you know, the things in between when you get a flat tire or the treads are gone and you, right? So you have to really be committed to get your tires aligned. What happens, especially if you live on Montoya Circle and the grossly exaggerated speed bumps that we have? So within a short time, the alignment is off. And now when you're driving, if you let go of the wheel, the car veers this way, the car veers that way. It doesn't go straight because the alignment is off. And you have to go get realigned. And when your car is realigned, it's kishmak. Now when you let go of the wheel, you're going straight again. You're not constantly always fighting to be going straight. So says Rav Pinkus, davening is an exercise in realignment. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, the way we prepare for our day, the way we reflect in the middle of the day, and the way we evaluate at the end of the day, are exercises in realigning our mirror. Evaluating who is God and who are we? What's our unique mission in this world? Are we reflecting God's image? Are we projecting what He wants to this world? The image of the angels singing is this notion that davening is the way that we remind ourselves Who is God and what are His values? What's His vision? Who are we and are we living up to it? And we realign. V'lo rak she'im tluyim b'shira, ela she'ashira v'atfila, he kol etzem mahusim b'metzias. That in fact, davening becomes the means, the mechanism through which we communicate, through which we reflect at that moment to the world. We're turning the page. Kuf Samach Dalet. Shad kama sha'omed hu mul boro b'shiros v'tishbachos. To the degree to which we are standing opposite God, authentically and sincerely recognizing, acknowledging who He is and how categorically different He is than we are, b'shiros v'tishbachos. Then kach b'midazu yesh lo atzmius u'metzius. So when we, as a mirror, the more that we see what's standing opposite us, the greater we can reflect it. But if it's clouded over, if we can't see, if there's something, a barrier dividing the mirror from what's opposite, then we, as loyal and faithful mirrors, cannot serve our mission to properly reflect God. So davening becomes the exercise, little Windex, in cleaning our mirror. Seeing God opposite us, so each time we daven, we're realigning the mirror opposite God. We're clearing off the mirror. We're removing barriers and obstacles so we can properly reflect God into this world. So the degree to which we've removed barriers, the degree to which we bring the image of the Almighty into clarity, is the degree to which we as mirrors can accurately and properly reflect the Ribono Shel Olam. But if there are barriers, if it's clouded the image of Hashem, if we don't understand who's opposite us, right? So you could have a mirror. But if the lighting in the room is poor, if you're not standing directly in front of the mirror, if the mirror is messy and disgusting and dusty, then the mirror can't serve its purpose. So if we see ourselves as loyal, faithful mirrors, that our mission is not to think that we have absorbed the image, that the talents and skills we have are owned, but to continuously and always see them as being borrowed, to recognize Hashem could walk away from the mirror and we are just a blank piece of glass, empty with nothing to offer the world. That our entire essence and purpose is to always do our best to reposition to be opposite Him. That's the exercise of tefillah. And how do you do it? How do you remove the barriers? How do you clean the mirror? How do we best reflect Him? That's what Psukei Dezimra are all about. Chazal realized that to arrive at the Amida, which Chazal, every time the Gemara calls tefillah, tefillah is the Amida. For Chazal, tefillah was not Birchas HaShachar till the end of the Shir Shel Yom. Tefillah is the Amida. And you're Omed Lefnei HaMelech. The essence of davening is standing before the Almighty in a private conversation, in an intimate rendezvous. Everything else in davening, in fact, has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with God, but it's not a conversation with God. It's meditating, reflecting, preparing, empowering us so that that conversation is meaningful. Birchas HaShachar is about gratitude. Wow, I could see, I could walk, I have clothing, I woke up today. Birchas HaShachar is all about an attitude of gratitude. Psukei Dezimra is all about getting prepared to know who is God. If I'm going to have a conversation with Him, I can't think of Him casually as if He's my friend, as if He's my neighbor, as if He has the faults and challenges that I have. I have to see God as categorically different. How do I do that? The two themes of Psukei Dezimra are the God of Jewish history and the God of nature. Look at all the Psukim and all the Prakei Tehillim that were identified and chosen to comprise Psukei Dezimra, and you'll see they can be reduced to those two themes. Seeing God in the unfolding of history, God's guiding hand in history, and seeing God in the natural world, the magic, the mystery, the brilliance of the natural world. And when I understand that nature is driven by God, and when I understand that history is not random, but it's the guiding hand of God, then I begin to understand, scratch the surface of seeing who God is and why it's worthy of positioning my mirror. And the result of Psukei Dezimra is Birchos Kriyashma. Wow! That God of nature, that God of history, I want a relationship with Him. And a relationship is about commitment. And the Birchos Kriyashma are all about commitment and how they manifest. Shmaz Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And now I'm ready. Now I'm ready for the intimate experience with the Almighty of the Amida. Now I'm ready for that conversation. According to some opinions, the Mishnah that tells us the Hasidim Rishonim would be Shah Shah Achas Kodem Tefillah, they would meditate an hour so that Tefillah was meaningful, that became institutionalized in the form of Psukei Dezimra. Our Psukei Dezimra, I'm not just talking about this morning, but our Psukei Dezimra is not an hour, but the concept, the institution of Psukei Dezimra is to get us to slow down, meditate, spend that time so that tefillah can be meaningful. That's how it manifests the Hasidim Rishonim in today's practice. So says Rav Pinkus, why are we doing all that? Birchas HaShachar and gratitude. Psukei Dezimra and trying to understand, remember who Hashem is, how categorically different He is. Getting ready for tefillah is an exercise in cleaning our mirror, in aligning our mirror, so that when we get to tefillah, the shirim shiros v'tishbachos, the shevach v'hoda that we're going to sing, is all about rededicating ourselves, affirming our mission for the rest of our day, to be about helping God find expression in this world. Being that mirror that reflects His values, His qualities, who He is. Davening is not selfish about my needs, although davening, of course, is the platform to show our dependence, reliance on Hashem, to ask for everything that we need and want, down to the pettiness. But at its core, davening is not just about my needs, it's I'm asking for those things so that I'm best positioned to reflect Your will in this world, to fulfill the mission, the unique reason for which I am created. So we'll pick up on the second paragraph, page Kuf, Samech Daled, next week. Again, I want to welcome the Yeshiva University alumni, Yarchei Kala, and my Rebbe, Rabbi J.J. Schachter. Thank him for all that he does for us. And please help yourself to coffee and donuts, and make your way out so the Yarchei Kala can commence immediately. Thank you so much.